You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 27th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Black enrollment at elite universities plummeted. New data released in late April 2026 paints a bleak picture for diversity in higher education. Researchers at the Brookings Institution released these alarming findings. The Education Reform Group Class Action also contributed crucial data. They confirmed a disastrous decline in Black student enrollment. This historic drop occurred at the most selective universities in the nation. The 2023 Supreme Court ruling officially ended race-conscious admissions. Following this decision, elite institutions experienced massive demographic shifts. Schools like Harvard and Princeton saw catastrophic drops in minority representation. Their Black enrollment was slashed by nearly half in a single cycle. In some cases, numbers returned to civil rights era levels. This change has fundamentally reshaped the American educational landscape. The shifts occur under the current administration of President Donald Trump. His tenure has emboldened conservative legal challenges across various sectors. Education policy remains a massive battleground for basic civil rights. The end of race-conscious admissions has essentially rolled back decades of progress. It created a new era of segregation at the top academic levels. The practice of affirmative action began during the 1960s. Social upheaval defined this transformative and turbulent era. Policymakers intended to create a proactive remedy for inequality. They wanted to address centuries of systemic exclusion. Black Americans had faced unrelenting barriers to higher education. The federal government recognized the urgent need for targeted intervention. President John F. Kennedy first used the term affirmative action. He issued Executive Order 10925 in the year 1961. This mandate required federal contractors to take affirmative action immediately. It aimed to ensure equal treatment regardless of an applicant's race. The policy represented a massive shift in governmental approach. It moved the nation from passive non-discrimination to active inclusion strategies. President Lyndon B. Johnson expanded these vital efforts in 1965. He signed Executive Order 11246 into federal law. Johnson argued that marginalized individuals could not compete fairly. He stated that people hobbled by chains needed immediate help. Society could not simply bring them to the starting line. They required genuine opportunities to achieve true, lasting equality. These mandates sought to address severe historical exploitation in America. They laid the permanent groundwork for modern diversity initiatives. The policies formally recognized the deep scars of systemic racism. Elite universities remained mostly white before these federal policies took effect. Black enrollment at top schools was statistically negligible for decades. It often hovered at less than 1% of the student body. Ivy League institutions were largely closed to Black scholars. Generational wealth and legacy connections heavily dominated the admissions process. The system offered very few entry points for minority students. The tragic assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. occurred in 1968. This event sparked a nationwide push for urgent racial integration. Universities faced immense pressure from student activists and civil rights leaders. Schools like Princeton and Harvard made concerted, deliberate efforts. They actively recruited Black students to their prestigious campuses. They implemented targeted scholarship programs to ease massive financial burdens. The nationwide percentage of Black college students rose significantly. The figure grew from 4.3% in 1960. It reached 9.8% by the year 1975. This period represented a major leap forward for educational access. It marked a brand new chapter in Black freedom. Institutions finally began to reflect the true diversity of the nation. The ultimate goal was to create inclusive educational environments. Administrators believed diversity enriched the learning experience for everyone. It prepared all students for a complex, multiracial world. Affirmative action faced numerous legal challenges over the following decades. Conservative groups constantly attacked the premise of race-conscious policies. The Supreme Court established key boundaries in 1978. The Regents of the University of California versus Bakke case was monumental. The court explicitly prohibited strict racial quotas in admissions. However, it allowed race to be considered a plus factor. This nuanced approach aimed to achieve the educational benefits of diversity. The court revisited the contentious issue again in 2003. They upheld the use of race in the case Grutter versus Bollinger. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor made a famous, optimistic prediction. She suggested these policies would be unnecessary in 25 years. Her statement reflected a hopeful view of American racial progress. Unfortunately, systemic inequalities proved far more resilient than the court expected. The legal landscape changed dramatically and permanently in 2023. The activist group Students for Fair Admissions led the legal charge. The landmark SFFA v. Harvard ruling officially ended race-conscious admissions. The court declared the programs violated the Equal Protection Clause. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the definitive majority opinion. He stated that the holistic programs involved negative racial stereotyping. This decision completely overturned 45 years of established legal precedent. It forever altered the shaping political dynamics of elite college admissions. The latest reports from April 2026 reveal the full, devastating impact. These alarming numbers reflect the second admissions cycle since the ruling. Elite institutions experienced a truly precipitous decline in racial diversity. The findings validate the worst fears of prominent civil rights advocates. The data shows a severe, undeniable rollback of Black representation. Harvard University saw a massive drop in its freshman class. Black enrollment fell to 11.5% for the class of 2029. This figure was down significantly from 18% in 2023. Researchers described this 36% decline as a catastrophic shift. It marks a devastating blow to campus diversity and inclusion. The decline at Princeton University was even more stark. Black enrollment dropped from 9% to a mere 5%. This represents a near 50% cut in representation. The numbers reached the lowest levels recorded since the year 1968. Other highly selective schools faced similar, harsh demographic realities. Amherst College saw Black enrollment fall from 11% to 6%. Columbia University experienced a 35% decline in its Black share. The data confirms a historic rollback of deliberate integration efforts. It creates an increasingly isolated environment at the top academic tier. The dream of a diverse elite class seems increasingly distant. The situation at the California Institute of Technology is especially striking. Caltech experienced a truly dramatic decline in Black student enrollment. The figure plummeted to just 1.6% in 2025. This was a massive, sudden drop from a steady 5%. The 68% decline alarmed educators across the entire country. It highlighted the fragility of diversity in specialized fields. The steep drop coincided directly with a major policy shift. Caltech reinstated its strict standardized testing requirement for undergraduate admissions. The university had been test blind during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The return to test required status happened simultaneously with the affirmative action ban. Educational experts point to this specific combination as highly damaging. Standardized testing can act as a massive barrier to entry. This is especially true for underrepresented groups entering elite STEM fields. Test scores often correlate very closely with family income levels. Wealthy families can easily afford expensive, private test preparation courses. The demographic decline at Caltech was much steeper than at peer institutions. Many Ivy Plus schools remain test optional to mitigate the expected damage. The combination of mandatory testing and the affirmative action ban had a compounding negative effect. It severely limited Black student representation in rigorous scientific programs. Universities have shifted entirely toward race-neutral strategies following the ban. These alternative methods focus intensely on other markers of disadvantage. Admissions offices now prioritize socioeconomic status and student geography. They also look closely at academic rank within individual high schools. The ultimate goal is to produce a diverse student body legally. Administrators want to identify students who have overcome significant life obstacles. Schools give much increased preference to applicants from low-income households. First-generation college students also receive special, critical consideration during review. Some state institutions are aggressively exploring statewide top percentage plans. These plans guarantee admission to top-ranking students from every public high school. This method rewards local academic excellence regardless of unequal school funding. Admissions offices use extensive data to target specific geographic areas. They recruit heavily from low-income Title I high schools. They also focus resources on historically underrepresented zip codes. Tools like adversity scores help provide necessary contextual background for applicants. The College Board offers a unique tool called Landscape. It allows officers to view academic achievements alongside neighborhood poverty levels. They can evaluate essay scores against local crime rates fairly. These race-neutral alternatives desperately attempt to fill the massive diversity void. The elite institutions clearly saw a major retreat in campus diversity. However, the 2026 data highlights a massive redistribution of brilliant talent. A significant cascade effect occurred across the entire higher education landscape. High-achieving Black students shifted their interest away from predominantly white institutions. They sought environments that offered guaranteed cultural support and physical safety. Top-tier historically Black colleges and universities experienced a historic, unprecedented surge. Howard University reported a massive application increase during this period. Numbers jumped from roughly 20,000 to over 30,000 for the class of 2028. Hampton University saw an incredible 34% rise in new enrollment. Bethune-Cookman University experienced a 41% increase in freshman class size. These institutions offer a rich cultural heritage and incredibly strong academic programs. State flagship universities also reported massive demographic gains recently. The Class Action Group found that 83% of state flagships saw increases. Black freshman enrollment surged 50% at the University of Mississippi. Louisiana State University saw a remarkable 30% increase. This shift reveals how strongly these factors that have impacted the success of African American students matter today. Students are actively choosing community and belonging over elite prestige. The 2023 ruling did not legally ban controversial legacy preferences. These outdated policies favor the children of wealthy, connected alumni. The end of affirmative action sparked intense, widespread political pressure. Critics argue legacy preferences create an entirely unfair double standard. This system overwhelmingly benefits wealthy, predominantly white applicants. It protects generational privilege at the severe expense of academic merit. The U.S. Department of Education launched a formal civil rights investigation. They examined the use of legacy and donor preferences at Harvard. Many advocates demand the immediate abolition of these biased practices. Several elite institutions have voluntarily ended legacy admissions since the ruling. Wesleyan University and Johns Hopkins no longer use these specific preferences. Virginia Tech also abandoned the outdated practice entirely recently. However, legacy students still dominate many elite private schools. They often make up a larger portion of the freshman class than Black students. Historical data shows Harvard's legacy admits were roughly 30%. Some states have moved to pass laws banning legacy preferences. Maryland and Virginia have taken legislative action against these practices. They aim to force equity upon resistant private institutions. A significant statistical shift severely complicates the new 2026 data. There is a massive increase in students declining to report their race. This phenomenon is known widely as the demographic opt-out rate. At Harvard, 8% of the freshman class did not disclose their racial identity. This figure was exactly double the previous year's rate. This uncertainty makes it extremely difficult to track exact demographic shifts. The reported 11.5% Black enrollment figure may actually be a vast undercount. Black students might be opting out to avoid potential bias. They may fear conservative legal groups will scrutinize their applications unfairly. Conversely, the share of underrepresented minorities could be artificially inflated. White or Asian students might also choose to withhold their specific backgrounds. Experts warn about the severe, pervasive chilling effect of the ruling. Students now feel that disclosing their race is a heavy liability. It is no longer viewed as an asset in holistic admissions. This climate of fear distorts the true reality of campus demographics. Because of this shift, demographic data remains frustratingly inexact. Researchers struggle to compare the 2026 numbers to pre-2023 levels accurately. The economic consequences of these demographic shifts are incredibly severe. Attending a highly selective university offers massive financial advantages later. Graduates from top-tier schools typically secure much higher starting salaries. They also benefit from incredibly powerful, influential alumni networks. These elite networks open doors to massive corporate and political positions. The exclusion of Black students limits their future earning potential. Research indicates a troubling drop in overall graduation rate success. The proportion of Black freshmen at top schools has fallen. These specific colleges boast graduation rates well above 80%. The drop in enrollment directly impacts long-term generational wealth building. Black communities already face a massive, enduring racial wealth gap. Denying basic access to elite education only worsens this systemic issue. Corporate diversity initiatives also rely heavily on elite university pipelines. Major companies recruit aggressively from schools like Harvard and Princeton. Fewer Black graduates from these institutions means fewer Black corporate leaders. This creates a dangerous ripple effect across the entire American economy. It reinforces old power structures that favor white, wealthy families. The 2026 data clearly shows a regression in basic economic opportunity. Educational access remains intrinsically linked to future financial prosperity. The Education Reform Group Class Action advocates for new, systemic solutions. They want to replace race-based policies with strict economic affirmative action. The group argues that elite universities heavily protect the extremely wealthy. They claim racial diversity was historically used as a convenient cover. This cover maintained an admissions system benefiting the top 1%. True socioeconomic diversity remained painfully absent from elite campuses. Class action provided extensive research to the Supreme Court justices. They showed schools could easily maintain diversity by eliminating legacy preferences. Institutions must also significantly weight socioeconomic disadvantage in their grading rubrics. This approach unites working-class students of all racial backgrounds effectively. It specifically helps Black and Latino families. These marginalized families are disproportionately represented in lower-income brackets nationwide. The shift may have long-term economic consequences for the Black community. Students at highly selective institutions typically benefit from higher median earnings. They enjoy massive networking advantages and incredible graduation rates. The nation must ensure these vital opportunities remain open to everyone. Black individuals face many shared struggles against oppression. Education remains a crucial, vital pathway to overcoming these enduring barriers. The future relies heavily on finding equitable, lasting admissions solutions. Copyright African Elements,